I'm Pastor Ron Fox, one of your Denver neighbors. I saw a TV show that stunned me, and now we're watching it at our church. After abolition, the horrors of slavery changed. Some wondered what to do with free black men and women. This is shocking, but you'll probably realize that it's true. Programs were devised to reduce the number of blacks, and these programs still operate today, so that Hispanics now have surpassed blacks as America's largest minority. Please come watch this powerful program, Ma'afa 21, Saturday, February 19th at 2 p.m. at Berean Bible Church. That's Saturday, February 19th at 2 p.m. at Berean Bible Church, located at 1400 Birch Street. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life. Ma'afa will shock you. So please join me, Pastor Ron Fox, on the 19th as we experience this together, watching Ma'afa 21 at Berean Bible Church at 1400 Birch Street.
Warning is truth of ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio is the founder of Pro Life Colorado, Joe Scott. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
So good to be with you, Joe. Our telethon is going very well. But before we get to that, you had an experience recently. In fact, there's a news item and an experience you had recently that I'd like to bring the audience in on. So okay. The news item was at an abortion clinic this weekend.
Yeah, it's in St. Louis. Some of the protesters there took pictures of someone being brought out on a stretcher, no IV, covered head to toe.
This is
sheets.
A Planned Parenthood abortion clinic where they get paid to kill children.
That's right.
Children sucking their thumbs, playing with their toes, sleeping and dreaming in their mother's womb. And Planned Parenthood dismembers them, literally, pulls them apart.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well, this time it wasn't a child going out in a red biohazard bag. It was a woman. Well, I can't tell you if it was a woman. It was a body on a stretcher covered.
There are photos that are circulating on the web, and they're being distributed by pro-lifers who were there. And you can see the date and the time on the one pro-lifer's watch as he has the camera up against his arm and then the ambulance. And there's a whole series of photos. And so this is yet another example of safe and legal abortion. It can't be safe because in every abortion, one or more people die.
That's right. And this was on Saturday. I don't know if I mentioned that.
This was on this Saturday.
Yeah.
And it can't be legal because anything that contradicts God's enduring command, do not murder, is inherently illegitimate. It's illegitimate.
I wish people would understand that, Bob. Mm. It seems like in our country, people, if it says legal, they think it's moral.
Yeah. So when Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution explained that here's how we count most blacks as 3/5 of a person, and the Constitution regulated the taxation of the slave trade, that was all illegitimate.
Right.
It's sort of foolish to argue, well, it's constitutional, because that's a circular argument. Mm-hmm. If some country's constitution says you can kill Indians or you can kill Jews or you can kill Christians, well, then it's illegitimate. It doesn't matter that the constitution says it. That's a circular argument. A constitution is a side deal. The main deal is God's deal with mankind, which includes his enduring command, do not murder. And so abortion cannot be safe or legal because with every abortion, one or more people die, and it can't be legal because it's illegitimate, because it violates thou shalt not murder, and then you have lawlessness.
That's right. Masquerading as lawful,
yeah.
Which is really such
absurd.
A problem and absurd, but people believe
right.
it.
So you can't have a nation of laws when you've decriminalized the slaughter of children. And a lot of conservatives get confused on that. They say, oh, well, we got to go along with this because we're a nation of laws and not people.
That's right.
Well, you are a lawless nation. If you have set aside, do not murder, you're a lawless nation. So Germany, they had a lot of laws. They had all kinds of laws. You know, the Führer was signing laws till the end. But they were a lawless land because they set aside God's command, do not murder. And since they were socialists, his command, do not steal. They set that aside also.
Right.
So, Joe, that's the one issue. It reminds us that abortion is dangerous. And aside from the babies that are killed, women often die, and a lot of women have died in abortion. But then there's also the other event that this didn't make national news, but you traveled by air recently.
Yes, I did.
And you had a confrontation with?
A TSA agent.
You did. Why does that not surprise me? So a TSA agent and you did not see eye to eye.
Not at all. Mm. Not at all. It was a very difficult situation because I couldn't leave the airport. I couldn't just say, okay, I'll drive home or take a bus home or train, because I had to be back here for a court date.
You had a court date because of the harassment you're involved in at Denver's Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, where there's video of this whole event, and they've charged you with assault and just utter absurdity. It's a cold day. Your hands are in your pockets the whole time. You're talking to this woman like you've talked to 10,000 women walking up to an abortion clinic.
That's right.
Right.
And so because of that case,
you
I had to be back, and there was no time to drive.
Hmm.
So they picked me to go through the scanner. And I said, no, I'm not going through the scanner. It's immoral, Bob. I'm not supposed to stand naked before anyone.
Right. Right.
And so, I
you didn't want the full body imaging technology.
So then they said, well, put your feet right here. And I said, no, you're not going to do this here. Because and the other thing that happened was I said, whoa, let's do some profiling here. There was a Middle Eastern man standing right next to me.
Yeah, and what they do is this is typical. Because of political correctness, which many of the presidents in Europe are saying political correctness has failed as public policy, because of political correctness, they will let 20-year-old Middle Eastern men through without any special attention, and grandmas will be searched and frisked and the whole bit.
Well, I've been frisked before, Bob.
I'm sure quite a few times, Joe.
Yeah.
You've been in the pro-life battle for decades now, and you and your husband, Ken, you guys have saved, it's now thousands of unborn children. So thank you for being at the abortion clinic. Every day they're killing kids for 30 years?
Yeah.
For 30 years. Thank you for that. What a labor of love. But because of that, just like I've spent 6 months in jail for trying to protect our neighbor and children from being killed, and for upholding the Christian values and family rights and pro-life rights. So 6 months in jail, you spent more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I did.
They frisk you in jail. They search. They do. It's gross.
Right. And you have to go through some searches that are awfully embarrassing, but they don't touch you.
Right.
And but at the airport, that's not what happened. So they said, so you want a private room? And I said, yes. And in North Carolina, it's a
smoke glass
thing.
Enclosure.
So you can still see in there. It's only shadows, but you can still see in there. But I didn't want her to touch me. And I told her, I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to touch anything. She's telling me she's touching everything. She's naming every part of my body. And I said, no, you can't touch that. No, you can't. Well, she did.
Hmm.
And Bob, I have never, not even in jail, been touched like that. I was groped. I was sexually molested.
So
every area that should be mine and mine alone was violated by this woman.
So the TSA was worse than if you're a prisoner in jail, and it was more humiliating than that experience.
Yes. And all I wanted to do was go home. I wasn't in a facility where they considered me a criminal. I told her, groping grandma is not going to keep America safe.
Right. Wow.
So,
Joe, your voice is added to that of thousands of others who are outraged. Our government doesn't know right from wrong when they set aside God's command, do not murder, so you could starve to death like Denver's Children's Hospital starved to death 4-year-old Dylan Walborn because he was severely handicapped. And Planned Parenthood slaughters children by the thousands. They take in hundreds of millions of dollars a year in tax dollars to do it, with the Republicans voting for every one of those budgets
right. In
mass. And so do not murder is not relevant to our government in a large part. And do not steal. We're well down the path of socialism. And so these finer points of human decency are completely lost on our government. It doesn't know right from wrong.
No, it doesn't.
Right. So, okay. So, Joe, those were two things we wanted to share with the audience. I'm sorry you went through that experience, and it's humiliating. And a lot of people are trying to avoid flying. And that's why some airports went to private security firms and dumped TSA, about a half a dozen airports. And now the Federal Aviation Administration and Homeland Security, They've said, no, you can't do that anymore. They're not allowing airports to go with private security firms.
So they put all of our women in this country, decent young women, old women, at risk to be molested. That makes me angry.
Yeah. And there's story after story of TSA perverts who are enjoying this. They see it as a perversion and a violation of human dignity. That's how many of them see it.
Well, I told her it was perverted, and she gave me a speech about how it's not perverted. How it was saving the nation. I told her groping grandma is not going to save anybody. Mm. You have to go through it to understand how invasive it is.
Yeah. And Joe, human beings are wildly creative, innovative. And so liberals, they're confused. There's two ways, theoretically, to try to stop crime. One is to make it so that people can't kill other people. The other is to make it so that they won't. And the second one is based on an effort to deter the crime. And the first is an effort to make it impossible to commit. Well, all the effort put into the first strategy is you need some of that, but the emphasis is misdirected. It's billions, tens, hundreds of billions of dollars of wasted resources. The money needs to be put on into deterrence, but our government is not wise enough to comprehend it or implement that biblical concept.
And Bob, you've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
On your God in the Criminal Justice System
video,
it's all there.
Yeah, for 20 years on the air, we've been explaining this. And right when 9/11 was happening, I was on the air, Information Radio Network, in about 20 cities around the country, and we were explaining this on the air.
Wow.
So, all right, Joe, could we get to the Bob Benyart Live annual telethon? I want to let people know what we're up to.
Okay.
We have two goals. One is to raise $20,000 toward our annual airtime bill.
Sorely needed. This show needs to be on the air.
Well, I pray that we honor God in what we do and that it's a value to the Christian community, the body of Christ, and the nation at large. And I hope it's a vital resource, and I hope that God is pleased with it and that it does need to be on the air.
Well, it has been a vital resource in my life, especially when I'm talking to other people, when I need to be able to hand them a resource on any subject. All I have to do is go to the store, look it up, and hand it to them.
Wow.
And it's a way to impact our community at large.
Wow. Thank you, Joe. And the store is kgov.com, kgov.com.
Right.
You just go. That's where we archive all our shows. We have done thousands of shows, 250 shows a year for 20 years.
How many creation shows do you have?
Well, we have over 100 that are archived. If you just click on Real Science Friday, there are over 100 archived. And, Joe, there's also a store. You just click on the store, and we've got all our resources. So what we're asking people to do is two things. One, if you could give toward our goal of $20,000, and that would be a one-time gift of
right.
whether, you know, $20, $50, $100, $1,000. Boy, we'd be dancing on our desktops here if somebody gave $1,000. And I know that somebody could give more.
Right.
Somebody out there could give more if only they're led to, and if they will pray and ask God, is this a good use of my resources? If there's a better ministry, Joe, that will bear more fruit, I think they should give to that ministry. If they have in their life a more effective ministry for reaching people with the gospel, with the truth of creation, and with the truth that we have the right to life because we're made in God's image, and all these other fundamental issues, godless education is destroying kids, homosexuality is a perversion, all these issues that are life and death issues, if you have another ministry in your life that's doing a better job equipping people, saving people, then by all means, have the lion's share or all of your funds for ministry go to that ministry. But if we're in there in the mix, or we're one of the better ones, please help us, because if you're expecting someone else will, that
they
expectation
won't.
Might not come to pass.
They won't. And Bob, I've been in my ministry for over 30 years. And I've had the privilege of having two good churches that I've gone to, yours and one in California. And I've had the blessings of good teaching. And I don't know of a better ministry that can get out the information in a concise way like you do. Even the ministry I was involved with in California couldn't do the quality of studies that you've done.
Oh, wow. Well, that's humbling, Joe. You know, what we've done, one of the approaches we've used is to always start with the big picture and then work down to the details.
Right.
Because it's so easy for Christians to get lost in the details, lose sight of the big picture, and it turns out you're spinning your wheels for 6 months or 16 years going in the wrong direction.
On a detail.
On a detail that you're lost on. And so the plot, which is my life's work, an overview of the whole Bible, it does just that. It starts with an overview of the Bible, and then it works down toward the particulars. But if we are not experts on the overview of the Bible, then give virtually any doctrine, any particular, and we could be basically confused because we don't know how that fits in with the whole big picture of God's Word.
Right. And the plot dispels all confusion. Once you read that and you understand it, you get it.
Well, it's...
You get it.
And maybe that's a little hyperbole there, but it does help, right?
It helps, Bob. You get it. When you can see completely clearly how to rightly divide the Word of God,
We've had 1,000 Christians, including pastors and Bible study teachers, Sunday school teachers, dads, moms using them for their homeschool curriculum, and they say, you know, I studied the Bible for 20 years and I was so confused on so many issues, and getting an overview of the Bible helps so much. And so, Joe, we take that overview of God's Word and we apply it when we think about the pro-life battle. That's what we do.
And you also have Plot Boys.
Oh, the Plot Boys for kids.
Right.
Which is a wonderful series, audio. You could download it instantly or get it on MP3 CDs that we mail to you. And it's two young boys, ages 12 and 13 when we started. When we'd finished, they were a couple years older. But we would do weekly Bible studies and record them and go through an overview of the whole Bible. And Joe, people absolutely love them. They're using them for homeschooling, and adults are using them. And the adults are saying, you know, I drive a truck, I jog, I do this and that. And I thought I'd hear it. Maybe I'd get it to my nephew. And I can't stop listening. And they go through with us through the whole Bible study.
But at the same time, it's at a level where kids in grammar school are going to get it.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah.
And not the younger kids, not 6, 7, 8, 9. But starting around 10, especially 11, 12 through teenage years,
mm-hmm.
it's perfect.
Yeah.
And even older kids like 15, 16, 17, they might think, oh, this is for little kids. No way. The teenagers who have listened to this have been stunned by these two young guys, Josh and Steven, stunned by their insights and observations and their ability to grasp God's word. And it encourages others to think, well, I can do that too then. I can understand the Bible.
Right. It's not beyond me.
So, Joe, we're on a little bit of a tangent. We're talking about the goal of $20,000 and how, if you believe this ministry is a vital asset to the body of Christ, then please help support it. So here's what we're up to. It's February. Every February we do this to try to stay on the radio another year. And our goal is $20,000 and we're up to $2,670.
We got a ways to go.
Yeah, we really do got a ways to go. But maybe somebody could give $5,000. And I know that would be an extraordinary sacrifice for somebody. But that would encourage so many who work here as a labor of love. All the people who work at Bob and Yurt Live, Joe, they're almost all volunteers.
I know.
And a month ago, I shouldn't say this on the air, but I will. I'm an extrovert. I say way more than I should. But a month ago, we simply could not pay the airtime bill from a month earlier.
Wow.
You know, we get billed and we pay it. And so one of our volunteers took his own checking account and paid for half of the bill.
Wow. That's the kind of people that are involved with you, people who are dedicated. And they are dedicated. They put their money where their mouth is and where their dedication is. But we need to get our listeners to help us. I mean, you also have another program that you're running through the telethon month. It's
20 dollars a month. We need $20,000 toward our annual airtime bill, and that doesn't pay for the annual airtime bill. But by the end of the year, after the February telethon, by the end of the year, we've scraped the bottom of the barrel. There's not enough funds to continue to pay. And so the $20,000 enables us to get caught up and get ready for the coming months of that big chunk that goes out every month to pay for airtime. We are on the nation's number one most powerful Christian radio station, Denver's AM 670 KLTT. It's 50,000 watts. And when we travel, my family and I, we drive all over Colorado. It comes in better than KOA, the Rush Limbaugh, Mike Rosen affiliate.
That's right.
Comes in better.
We can get it up at our cabin in the mountains.
In the mountains.
Yep.
And, Joe, that's right. And so it costs a lot of money to do that.
So we need people to call in and contribute. I was looking at some of the things that were coming in today. I saw that a prosecutor is contributing.
That's right. Our goal of $20 a month for 100 people to pledge $20 a month for ongoing, for as long as the Lord leads them to give, $20 a month. And we announced that in our last telethon, and our goal was 100 people, and we got 70. And now, toward that goal of 100, we got another 10, so we're up to 80. So 20 more people to give $20 a month. And you're absolutely right. That was so encouraging that an out-of-state prosecutor said, you know, I listen all the time. I want to give $20 a month. Some people already give $20 and they have decided to up their donation by $20 more. And that counts also.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Those people are dedicated. But you're not going to get the truth like you get in this radio station coming out of this room anywhere else, Bob. Well, I haven't seen it anywhere, and I listen to the radio.
Well, and Joe, you know one reason that the personhood movement has grown like crazy here in Colorado, and it's embarrassing to say. The Apostle Paul dealt with this. He said, it's embarrassing for me to tell you these things, but I need to do it so that you'll know. And I've been told by pro-life leaders around Colorado that Bob and Yurt Live has been the vehicle to mobilize hundreds of pro-lifers around the state so that personhood could get a beach, what's the word? A beach What's a word in a war when you're going to get a...
Beachfront?
A beachfront? No. Huh? Beach? Seaside Heights? Seaside Heights in New Jersey. Going to get a boardwalk. Where somebody in the audience is trying to call in right now and tell us. We're trying to get a toehold, a beachhead, a beached whale. We're trying to get a beached whale. And, Joe, it's enabled personhood to launch from Colorado to now be operating in all 50 states.
That's right, Bob. And I'm going to say something that most people don't know. Is I know that you took a lot of guff from people that talking about abortion every day on the radio.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not a
right.
Good thing to do. But, Bob, you knew it was the right thing to do.
Well,
and that's why you did it.
It's a killer for ratings and revenue.
Yeah.
Because I get sick of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sick of it. Do you want to be at an abortion clinic every day of your life?
No, I'm sick to death of it. No.
Sick of it. Yeah. But if we lived in Germany and during the 30s, by the way, our number is 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. If we lived in Germany during the 30s and the anti-Semitism was rising to this pitched fervor and the slaughter of Jews began, and we had a ministry to the illiterate or something,
yeah,
we would be off in la-la land.
Absolutely.
You have to prioritize the way God prioritizes, and the slaughter of the innocent enrages him. It's an abomination, and he gets angry at his people when they're apathetic and they look the other way.
Right. That's right. And we have no right to do that. He told us to rescue the innocent.
Yeah.
He didn't suggest it.
So $20 a month, and you could do that if you're an introvert, you don't want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I could relate. I married an introvert, Cheryl.
Yeah, you did.
The internet is a boon for introverts, especially Facebook. They don't have to talk to anybody.
Right.
You just go online to kgov.com, and click on the store or donate, and you could give $20 a month right there. You could give a one-time gift of $10 or $1,000, or you could get a subscription to one of our Bible studies or to our topical videos. Joe, we have so many fun DVDs. In fact, we just got $20
a
month from Fort Collins.
Wow, that's fabulous.
BJ in Fort Collins.
Oh,
thank you, BJ. What an honor, and it's very humbling.
Yeah, it is humbling, Bob. But at the same time, the community needs a leader, and you have been that leader at the forefront of the destruction of our community and state and nation, which is the slaughter of the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth about God. You tell us that.
Well, and Joe, you know what? I don't want to be a leader.
I know.
I'm exhausted. I'd rather just be a follower. I just want to go and do lit drops for the rest of my life. But we need people. In fact, even right now in Colorado, if you were involved in the personhood fight or you want to get involved, we're coming up to a whole new cycle. And we need reinforcements. We need people who could speak to the media. We need people who could organize. We need people who could write, who could do research, which means to Google.
Mm-hmm.
So we need all that kind of help. But right now at Bob and Yurt Live, we need financial support.
Funds to keep going.
Yeah. So thank you, Joe Scott, so much. Please call us at 800-8-NER, 800-836-9278, or online at KGOV.com. May God bless you.